Hello, this is Katie, and this is our second session of June, on June 18th, of our Matrix Transformation Club. And we were just chatting beforehand that things are going pretty well for members in terms of clearing money blocks and other things and opportunities coming up, which is always good to hear. So what I what I'm going to do is talk a little bit and connect to what we were our monthly theme that we dealt with last month, which was the Little Mermaid and losing your voice. And I'm not going to go over it all together, but just to say that if there's any questions of voice and you expressing your authentic voice in the world, this would be a great call to work on that. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to open it up to people to see what issues may be coming up. And that's where I'll leave it. So okay, anybody like to start?
Well, I guess I'll start with that because something definitely came up. It's Katrina.
Oh, great.
Well, it's just quickly, I was very surprised that I got chosen to do this pretty big job, and I just came back from, it was just a 2-day thing in Miami, but
wow.
It was a big deal, and it was with a huge photographer, and I was totally, my client, who I didn't really think really liked me, decided that I was the flavor of the month, right? So I got picked to go on this trip, and it was a good chunk of money, and it was a prestigious photographer for a big publication. Anyway,
fantastic.
As a result of that, which shocked me even more, is the photographer, who, you know, nobody gives you any indication of anything. You know, there's like no feedback. You would just assume that if they're not saying anything horrible, that everything is okay.
And, nice business, eh?
Yeah, it's just a lovely, very lovely conscious business. So,
and just to explain to others who may not know, you do makeup art.
I'm a makeup artist, yes, and I work.
Right.
I have some clients that are, you know, billionaires, so that's what I'm dealing with sometimes. And anyway, the photographer apparently liked my work, although he never said it to me, but I overheard him say it to somebody else.
Oh.
And then they called me yesterday for another job with
wow.
another billionaire woman, socialite. And then it came to the point where they asked me my rate. Now, I used to have an agent, so that was always taken care of, and now I've been having to deal with that myself. And it is extremely difficult to know what to say because it's just a broad range depending on how the publications are used, what if they're advertising, if they're not advertising, if they're publicity.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I took my time to reply to that email because I had to go through my own process to be able to state a number. And I did, and I kept it kind of in the high middle, and I sent it, and then I felt awful after I sent it.
Mm.
And I don't know why, but I felt like sick to my stomach. And I think it was because I could have been a little more daring, and I wasn't.
Okay.
And I feel like there was a part of me that kind of lowballed myself in a way that it's not horrible, but it just kind of made me feel like, and I don't know what's true. They haven't even replied to me yet. And I don't even know that I have a job. But it was a process, and I felt like this having to state a number because in this industry, it's just such a tricky thing. You know, it's a very tricky thing. So I don't know. I just brought up a lot of insecurity and feeling like if it was too high, then they're not going to hire me, and if it was too low, then they're going to think that I'm less than, or I'm going to think that I lowballed myself. So I kind of, you know, went through a wonky day yesterday.
Oh, okay. And let's do that. And okay. And anybody else there actually with an issue, and then we'll see if we'll go right into it afterwards or maybe take a break. But if somebody has anything close to that, we can talk about it.
Katie, Denise here, and
yes?
Loretta may agree with this too. I would just like to go with that stating a number. that is, I know that feeling. You know, of picking that number and putting it out there, and you know, that's a tough one, and I've experienced it a lot, and not recently, just because I did put a number out there a couple times recently, so I have the same thing where I don't go for the daring high number. And I don't go for the low number because I don't want to dishonor myself. But
yeah.
But that feeling that, you know, maybe I could have, you know, and I think for me, I'm trying to reach this place of being committed but not attached. You know, where I will put the number out there, and I will be, if they say yes, great. If they don't say yes, that's fine too. But you know, I'm trying to reach that place, but I understand that feeling of queasiness.
Right. Okay. So,
Katie, it's Loretta.
Yes. Great.
Like we say in church, amen.
Amen.
Yes. And when I sent out the letter, you know, and I was asking people for sponsorship for a month of my work, that's where I was too, you know, and I chose a number, and I'm fine with the number, but I'm not, you know, it's like, I know it's more than that I'm really at my value is, but anyway, that would be perfect for me today to work with. Thank you.
Wonderful. So thank you, all of you, and of course, I have no issues on this. That's always a big thing for me, too, is knowing, and for me, well, because I'm not working with billionaires, but in fact, people who are on a lower income often. And so I get into the whole ethical thing of, you know, how can I charge them this much? Even though people are charging way more. So for things that aren't even as valuable. So anyway, great topic, and we'll see where it goes. Thank you, Katrina, for introducing it. And all power to the ladies. Seeing as there's no men on the call. So here we go. And even though I really feel sick whenever I have to price myself, I deeply love and accept myself, even though I really feel sick when I have to price my services because it feels like I'm pricing myself, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I hate all this stuff about price and it makes me sick, all the undertones of it, I deeply love and accept myself. What if I could just know the magic price each time? What if I could just know it? What if I could kind of do the calculations and then maybe just, I don't know, eyeball it? What if it was just fun and easy and a game? What if it's all a game? What if it's all a game? And I just take the number that feels good, that feels really, really good in my gut, that feels good, that feels good. What would that be like? I don't even know if I could feel it right now because I'm so scared of feeling what I really should be valuing myself with these people who can afford it, who can afford it, who can afford it. And those people who can't, well, they just don't get it. 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 Or don't I get it? Don't I get it? I just don't get all this price stuff. I just don't get it. I wish it was a society where we didn't have to do all this stuff. I wish it really wasn't here. I really, 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 really wish we didn't have to do it. But we do. So why don't we make it fun? Why don't we make it fun? And why don't we take out all the judgments about who I am, how I'm valued, all that stuff, about whether I will make a mistake, and of course I'll make mistakes, and I'll make them again and again and again and again, and that's only natural, that's only human. So am I trying not to make mistakes? Am I trying to be perfect again? Am I trying to be perfectly perfect? Just as my makeup is perfect, my pricing has to be perfect, not one flaw. Well, what if I just let it go? What if I let there be flaws? What if I just let it go? Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. What if I let go all of this stuff about pricing and have fun with it, and have really fun with it? I mean, what does that mean? What does that mean? I mean, what am I valued? If I'm to have fun with this, what do I want to value myself for with these people who have tons and tons of money? What do I want to charge? What do I want to charge? Even if it's outrageous, what if I could be daring and outrageous? What if I could be truly daring and outrageous? What if I could be daring and outrageous? What would happen if I did that? What would happen if I did that? What if I was daring, outrageous, daring, outrageous, daring, outrageous, outrageously daring? Wow! That feels good. That feels so good. And so what if I wasn't daring and outrageous enough? It takes practice being daring and outrageous. It takes practice. It's like wearing a funny hat one time and it's outrageous, but it's not that outrageous. And then you just try that on and then you see it, and then you wear another hat later and it's even more outrageous, and you just go in levels of outrageousness. And it's kind of fun. Each time you're on the edge, each time you're on the edge, you're on the edge. But it doesn't have to be totally, totally outrageous to begin with. It just is, can be a little bit outrageous, a little bit outrageous. Can outrageous be a little bit? Yes, you can be a little bit outrageous. Okay. So bring up anything for people?
I think,
how are you feeling, Katrina?
You know, I feel just intuitively that I asked a little on the low side. Like, I could have gone higher. And so
yeah.
I feel like a little, like, why did I do that?
Yeah.
Why did I do that? Because, you know, it just...
Well, you might just explain later that this, you just gave a lower figure for an introduction or something.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way you can gracefully...
Maybe.
Well, or maybe not.
Or maybe
later
not.
You just say your prices have gone up.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But in the big scheme of things, it's still, you know, a nice amount of money for what I do and for a day's work, you know. But so it's like, but I just feel like I could have maybe gone a little higher.
Okay, right.
So
and that you will. So maybe now you know, okay, next time I'll put it at this amount.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and let's just clear some of the shame about that, that you went too low.
Mm.
Okay?
Because
or whatever it is, you know, that kind of regret. Or how would you, what would you, on a level of 1 to 10, how would you find that,
what would you say
it was at?
The one thing about, two things, I would say regret is more appropriate than shame.
Yeah, okay.
Like I regret, I felt like pressure to determine my value in a flash of a second, you know?
Right.
And when you said at the beginning, like, it feels like I'm pricing myself, not my services, that,
yes,
was, that was definitely a big, that was a big resonance.
Like, yeah.
You know? It's hard for me to separate those two things.
Right. So maybe we should do some stuff around that. And regret, how high is the grow regret on a level of 1 to 10?
I'd say it's like an 8, 7 or an 8.
Okay, that's what I was getting. Okay. Anything, actually, anything from others here?
Yeah, Katie, I actually wouldn't mind working a little bit on the shame aspect. Just
oh, okay, great.
Because it seems to me, and I know, I actually know a lot about pricing. I took classes in, you know, university classes on, you know, pricing levels and timing and communication and, you know, all those things. And for me, I think the issue really is the difference between valuing one's self and valuing one's service. And the service is, in almost all cases, a transformation that you're offering somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And to kind of get to a place where, again, for me, I want to be committed to helping them if they choose through that transformation, but not so attached that I feel that it's my value if they choose to reject it. I mean, it's really their choice. And the shame part of it is where, you know, I beat myself up for, and most recently, I actually put a number out there that was at my very high end.
How good for you.
For, you know, and in part it was for a business deal that is for a company that, you know, to do the work will be a little bit difficult for me. And so I thought, well, if I'm going to do this work that is not like super enjoyable for me, I'm going to be getting top dollar for it. And so the shame isn't necessarily around putting out the wrong number. The shame is about sort of selling myself.
Oh, okay. right. Of course, you could be sneaky later and give some of the work to other people. contract it out.
But also, I think for me, I have been able to rationalize it in some way, in that the work I do in the world is always the work I do in the world. You know, I may find a door into some other thing, and then what I deliver is what I do. You know, consciousness and transformation, and you know, but. You know, I get hired for strategy and technical abilities, and it's a long thing. I don't need to go into it, but I guess my point is, I'm okay working on the emotion of shame because I think it's connected to selling myself.
Okay, so great. And Loretta, anything that's coming up for you as we go into the second round or so?
Well, just to say that where release came for me was when you said the word fun. And I had a sense, you know, that I was taking what I was doing in terms of what I was asking for monetarily too serious, or like it was possible to make like a great error that was going to, you know, forever I would be disconnected from people I care about. But the fun piece really helped. You know, when you said... two words, the flawed, it's okay to be flawed, and it's okay to have fun. And so I shift inside, and, you know, what if I try different things out? You know, and the work I'll be doing is transformational, but it's healing with people's growth. And so, I mean, that's where the difficulty, you know, what do you ask people to give you for the work you do to heal them, walk them through their grief? Because, I mean, my tendency is like, you're grieving, let me help you. I mean, I don't care if you can't pay me anything, you know. So it's that piece, if I can realize that I can have fun looking at possibilities, not at the, but you know what I mean, in terms of not taking it so seriously and just adjust and go with what flow is in the moment. But thank you for those two. Flawed, it can be flawed, and it can be fun.
Right. And, Great. I was just thinking, people in grief still spend their money, and what better way than to go, in fact, in sometimes ways that are not so good because they don't get your, you know, your coaching.
Oh, here comes the amen again.
Because, I mean, I know that I've just seen it for myself. I've seen it for, you know, somebody I knew who is going through great grief. In fact, that's one of the places where grief and money kind of connect, is what I've seen are the patterns of just letting go of one's money, you know, that one may receive through inheritance or other stuff, just because it's kind of like guilt money or something like that. Or there's just stuff that's all tied up with people dying that means that it's difficult to spend the money that may come in. Well, so what better than to get some counseling, and which will help them actually use what their resources wisely. So anyway, that's just a take that I think. So here we go on all these things. Let's start with. Okay, I'll see. Around my value and services. I'm just going to start, what is my value and how we divide that between what you price for your services and what your intrinsic value is, okay? So even though I know my value isn't the same as what I charge my services for, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I've been getting confused about the value between myself and my services, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I've been confusing all these things about my value and my services, I deeply love and accept myself. My value, it's infinite. My value, my intrinsic value is infinite. It is untouchable. It's there, it's there, it's there, it's there. And that I ever could have questioned it is only due to some fuck-ups in my life, some fuck-ups, some fucked-up people in my life. It's only due to that. Because my value is there. Like every being, it's there. My value is there. There's no question of my value. And questioning my value just has to be the silliest thing I could do. It's the silliest thing I can do. I'm sorry to say it, but it is silly. So I just have to stop doing it. Stop doing it. Stop questioning my value. Stop questioning my value. My value is amazing. My value is infinite. My value is beauty. My value is love. All of that. My value is the divine incarnated. The divine incarnated, that's my value. That's my value, as is every atom, as is every molecule, as is every grouping of existence. Invaluable, no value, all value, no value, all value, no value, all value. Yes, and that question of services, this is just a man-made construct. This is just a game, just a human game, a human game. And I can choose what level I want to play it at. And what I want to play it at is a level that will help me create more good and beauty in this world, a more grit. More beauty, more beauty, more beauty, more service, more service, more service, helping the planet, helping the planet. Any money that comes to me gets channeled and used, and I can use it, I can channel it, I can steward it. I'm able to do that, so I would like to be able to play with the higher numbers. I would like to play with the higher numbers to create higher good, to create higher good, to create higher good. I'm not just a person for hire. I'm not a person for hire. I'm a person creating higher good, higher good, higher good. And I'm doing it with the money that comes through me, flows through me, is in me, flows through me, flows through me. I'm doing it with the money that flows through me, comes to me, goes out, comes to me, goes out, comes to me, goes out, and is used for the greater good, for the greater beauty, for the greater, 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 greater part of what we all are part of, what we all are part of. And yes, okay, I've not always made the wisest choices about pricing myself. No, I haven't. I've devalued I've devalued my services. I've devalued my services because I didn't value myself. I didn't value the transformation that I provide people. I didn't even know what I really provided. I really didn't know what I provided. And now I'm getting to know more what I provide. Now I know the services that I provide are just top quality, what people need. It's not just run-of-the-mill factory production here. It's not just run-of-the-mill factory production. It's unique with unique energy. Everything I have is done with unique energy, and this is the energy that transforms. This is the energy that transforms, that creates infinitely better, more value, infinitely more value, infinitely more value. Okay. I'm just going to didn't directly work on the shame and regret exactly. Let me see. Okay, yeah, I'll just do something related to that and see if this works. Okay. Even if I feel like somehow I'm selling out when I do some of the work, and then I agree to do some work that's not exactly me, I deeply love and accept myself, even though I feel like I'm selling out sometimes when I'm doing some of the work that is not exactly what I want to be doing, I deeply love and accept myself. Even if I feel like I'm selling out when I'm doing the work that I feel like is not exactly me, I deeply love and accept myself. What if I'm not selling out? What if I'm just providing for those winter months? What if I'm just like a squirrel getting nuts for my times of where money might not be coming in? What if I'm just doing these jobs and maybe they're not perfectly aligned? Maybe they're not perfectly aligned, but they're giving me what I need to build my future. What if they're just doing that? What if I'm not really selling out? What if I'm not selling it out at all? What if it could be a door to other things? What if it even is a door to what I need to be doing? What if it is? What if it is, in a strange way, something that I really need to do, really need to do, really need to do? What if, in a strange way, it's what I really need to do and laying the basis for everything? What if it's okay? What if it's okay? What if it's okay? What if I'm okay? What if I'm okay? What if I really am what I know I am, which is principled and amazing and providing enormous value to so many people in this world? What if I am able to provide so much value to so many people in this world that I can't even imagine it yet? What if I can't even imagine it yet? What if I can't even imagine it yet? And I'm going to do one more, and that is, even if I feel some regret about the past, in fact, and things that I do, and that I don't give myself enough money, and that all this stuff, I deeply love and accept myself. Even if I feel some regret about my last transactions with these billionaires, I deeply love and accept myself. Even if I feel some regret about my transactions with these billionaires, I deeply love and accept myself. Okay. I'm worth just as much as these billionaires, as these prestigious photographers, as all these people. I have just as much value. I have just as much value. And they are kind of seeing it, and I'm maybe not quite seeing it enough. I'm not seeing enough my value. I'm not seeing enough my value, my beauty that shines forth, and this beauty that people just want to have. They want to have it so much. They want to have it so much, and I've been holding on it tight. I've been holding on it tightly, not allowing people to have it, not allowing people to have it. And what if I just allow it? Allow it out, allow it, allow it out, allow it out, allow it out. What if I just allow it out? okay. I have now time to or I want to take a breath and see what people, where people are at now. And I'm going to take a drink of water, as you can all do too. So, anything?
Well, I feel like it cleared, like, all that queasiness that I was feeling.
Oh, good.
Yeah, because I was feeling it this morning, too. I was like, ooh, you know, when you just have that, like, ew, why did I do that?
And now you know.
and you know what? It is okay. You know, I'm taking, mm-hmm. it's still, you know, it takes a lot of balls to do what I do anyway, you know.
It sure does.
And so it's like cut myself some slack. And, you know, maybe this time I don't get as much, but you never know where it's going to go. You just never know.
Exactly. And just allowing out that beauty.
Exactly.
Mm.
So.
Wow. Yeah, and I'm so glad to hear about how, I mean, this is, this is some huge stuff, really, really important. And whatever happens, you know, whichever way it goes, it's something that you can really build what you want and what you're doing, you know, being associated in that way.
Exactly.
So congratulations.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know, like I said, I don't know that I have a job or not, but either way, it's okay if I don't they come back and say no, you know, sorry. That's
right.
Not what we want.
And what if you just say congratulations for a job well done for the thing that you just did in Miami, Florida?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's going to, it'll be out in September, so it'll be.
Wow. Fantastic.
So I am proud of that. I am. I nailed it, you know. I nailed
okay.
it. And it was good. Hard, it was hard work, but, you know, I did it. And I wasn't sure that I could pull it off.
Right. So good for you. Wow. So, yeah, and that's something to add to your resume or your bio and all that you've worked for that photographer.
Mm-hmm. Because
just putting that, it doesn't have to be forever you worked, but that you know.
Oh, absolutely. That's how it is in this industry anyway. So
that's how it is in all the industries.
Yeah.
Great. So anything else, Katrina?
No, I just feel lighter, so thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh,
that was great.
Cool.
And I really love, I meant to say this earlier, but whatever Loretta pointed out about being too serious, I just loved her, the way she said that, because it's really echoes what I also realized, too. It's like, why am I taking this so seriously?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And so, Loretta and Denise, how's it going? Do you have other things to clear here, or how did that last round resonate with you?
Hi, Katie. Denise here.
Hi.
Well, I guess for me, I first of all, I really appreciated it, and there are two things that have crystallized, and I think they were on the edge of my consciousness. One is I will echo the sentiments about Loretta's comment about play and fun, because I feel like taking it far less seriously has opened a door, and that brings me to the other insight, which is this this idea that I'm going to be doing what I'm meant to be doing regardless of the doorway I'm walking through.
Mm.
That this is really a matter of trust.
Yeah.
That the universe is guiding me into the situations that I need to be in, whether it's because I'm going to use those resources that I gain through that work, or that I am bringing to a situation something very different than what was otherwise there. So I think for me, it's just about letting go and just playing with it a little bit more and just trusting that I'm on the right path and I can make the choices. And it dawns on me that feeling of queasiness that I have from time to time may not be a shame or regret. It might just be the feeling that I get because I'm taking a big leap. You know, that I'm really doing something that's uncomfortable for me. And it's good. It's a good queasy. I think I'd heard somewhere if you aren't feeling butterflies in your stomach, you're not necessarily growing. You're not pushing yourself to a place, to that growth edge. So
yeah.
So maybe that feeling of queasiness isn't about shame or regret for me. Maybe it's about the fact that I really am putting things out there that are big, and I need to just enjoy the ride.
And yeah, that reminds me a little about doing a performance in theater. If you're not feeling a little bit nervous or queasy or whatever, the performance often falls flat, just because it is always, when you go out for a performance, a risk that you're taking. And however many times you're doing it, you know, just to be new and fresh and there with a character or whatever.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's very similar.
And I read something recently that transforming fear into exhilaration is just a matter of breathing. So there's a fine line between the two, and I think this is, for me, that came to mind too, is that this queasiness, maybe just by breathing into it and allowing the play and allowing this to just be, it won't be fear. It'll be the exhilaration.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, right, and, so, you know, it does take a certain amount of adrenaline or something when you're just about to propose something that's a lot more than you usually ask for. Right. Wonderful. Loretta, anything else? Or?
Well, for me, what really came across was this whole image of the money flowing in me and through me and out again, rather than just the money that comes in, you know. And so, for just practically speaking, as money comes in to me, I put it into the economy. I go buy new tires for my car, so Mike at the tire shop, he's happy. You know, I go eat in a restaurant. So it kind of, that flow really came clearer to me. I mean, I've realized it all along. It's not that I'm getting the money for me, even though I am. It's for me to flow it out through, you know, the into the community, into the other people that are around me, so everybody benefits.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that flow piece just kind of came home again to me.
Thank you. So I am thinking, unless I don't feel any particular things to actually do the. Let me see. To do the clearing stuff again. So what we'll do is the healing code, just to kind of tie it all up and make ourselves really mellow. And then after that, we'll be meeting to figure out what we're doing with this Get It Done Day. So I'll turn off the recording at that point. But what we'll do is, unless somebody else has some issue there that's still, if there's still a residue of something, just tell me. Like a degree or two of queasiness, or because we can just get that out now. Okay. And of course the healing code does it on a bigger level too. So okay, so I'm gonna go into the healing code. And the healing, think of a positive or a truth statement. Now, the I'm charging what I'm worth is kind of an old one. I'm not feeling like this. I'm having fun charging. Okay, I'm having fun playing in the high range of pricing. Okay, I need a little bit of help here, people. Is there something, another adaptation? That doesn't sound quite right, but it feels like it's somewhere in the range.
It's close. Very, very. I'm having fun at the high range.
How about the higher my price is, the more fun I have.
That's revolutionary. Right. How do other people feel about that one? That's actually an outrageously risky one, too.
It's really risky.
I love it. I'm for it. That's audacious, especially for this group that is taking it the right way.
Right, right. So let's do it. So the higher my prices, the more fun I have. And that can be in a lot of ways. Yeah. So we'll let your subconsciouses deal with that one. So I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to how I price my services and products be found, opened, and healed by filling me with the life, light, and love of God. And I also ask that all the issues that are around me, pricing, having fun doing the pricing and pricing myself at higher and higher levels, that also be found, opened, and healed by filling me with the life, light, and love of the divine. So I pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. And that my income be increased by 100 times or more. That would be an interesting one. So let's, in the spirit of play, we will do this. So, boy, that was outrageous. Income increased by 100 times or more. Wow. So, and still be spiritually oriented and still be in line politically. Wow, that's shooting off a lot of neurons there for me. So here we go. In between the, we're pointing our fingers or our hands in between the eyebrows. And just directing the energy there and breathing deeply. Breathing in and out deeply the possibilities of fun and prices. And the higher my prices are, the more fun I have. And then down to the to the throat and pointing the energy there. Okay, then we're going to the side of the jaws, pointing the energy there. The higher my prices, the more fun I have. I have such fun setting my prices, and it's getting funner and funner and funner as more and more comes in. What fun! More and more comes in, and then I just flow it out. In and out and in and out. Benefiting everybody. And then we go up to the side of the temples. And then in between the eyebrows. And then again down to the throat area. The higher my prices, the more fun I have. The higher my prices, the more fun I have. Yee-hoo! Yay! Not taking this seriously anymore. Because the serious has just been taken all the fun out of it. What if the most serious thing about what I do is that it's fun? And the most fun things I do are the most serious. World-changing, transformative, all those things. Fun, 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 fun. And high prices, wow, fun. Okay, then back to in between the eyebrows. No, sorry, I'm mixed up here. To the side of the jaws. And then we're doing a little deviation because we are going to go first in between the eyebrows again. And then we'll finish it off with at the temples. So in between the eyebrows. I'm having such fun as my prices go up and up. I'm having such fun. The higher the prices, the more fun I have. And I can still offer lots to those who don't have that much money, just in different ways. Then to the side of the temples. Money flowing in, money flowing out. And then finally, just placing our hands on top of our head, and we can gently open our eyes and look at something beautiful out in the environment. I'm just looking at the gorgeous bougainvillea bush and outside my window, and actually there's a spider who's been busy doing a little spider web, I think. Okay, so thank you so much, everybody. What I'm going to do is just end the recording, and then we can do the other part of the call.